Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find the map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Miyazaki family, in memory of Shuichi and Pearl Miyazaki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Fujimoto of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Fujimoto.
Good morning, and good morning to all of you, fellow travelers of the Nembutsu Path, and thank you for tuning in this morning and allowing me this moment together with all of you. This weekend, we are celebrating Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of you fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, father-in-laws, stepfathers, fathers-to-be, and of course, the father wannabes. What does it mean to be a father? What makes us a father? Is it the clothes we wear? Is it the job we have? What about the car we drive? It's a thought that we often never think about. In psychodynamics, we study and take a look at how we understand a person in the context of their unconscious. Like in Buddhism, there is an understanding of interdependence. All of us exist because we are connected to other things that make this existence possible. A part of psychodynamics is system theory. Many aspects of our lives, we are part of a group of systems that can be natural or man-made. These systems define who we are as individuals. If we can identify who we are, then we start to understand how we relate to other individual systems. So a person becomes a father not because he says so. It's because he becomes a father because he joins a system that defines who he is as a father due to having a counterpart who shares a child together. In Buddhism, we are mindful to these systems, and we are always looking inside ourselves to understand these systems as a whole. So let's consider it from another point of view. What is the first sentence of the Golden Chain of Love? I am a link in Amida Buddha's Golden Chain of Love that stretches around the world. What does that mean? I am a part of this global system called Amida Buddha's Golden Chain of Love. What is my function in this system? It's to keep my link bright and strong by trying to think pure and beautiful thoughts, saying pure and beautiful words and deeds. The interdependent part comes when we acknowledge that as a part of this system, I am only as strong as the weakest link that keeps us all linked together by knowing that what I do in this system depends not only on my happiness or unhappiness, but also that of others. The system's ever-evolving action results in what? We as a system have the aspiration that every link be bright and strong, and all attain perfect peace, not just one link or some links, but all links, all sentient beings. This system, though we are different, all that I do results in another action. All help each other to be strong. One link gets broken, it's no longer an interdependent chain anymore. The chain exists because of other interconnected links. No link, no chain. As one of my systems, I am an uncle because my wife's sister has a son and a daughter. My function as an uncle is to love and support them, and like the golden chain, help them to keep their link bright and strong. The best thing, I can have fun doing it, and I can get away with it. Probably the only consequence is them saying, "Uncle." A few weeks ago, my nephew graduated from high school. This graduation is a second one in this age of the pandemic. Only two people could accompany the graduate to this ceremony. The class was divided into two sessions, no seeing the graduate after, so no lays after the ceremony. I absolutely did not want to be my nephew in this situation because he had to choose who the two people were going to be. We all knew from the get-go Grandpa, who we all call Chief, was going to absolutely be that one person who was going to go. So who was going to be that second person? We all didn't want to pressure him, and we all didn't want to show him that we were hurt if we weren't that second one. I admit I was going to be supportive no matter what. After all, it was his decision and his ceremony. Being that only two people could go, we all piled into my nephew's truck the day before and went with him to his drive-by celebration at school. I think the intention of this celebration was for the graduate to be in the front passenger seat. But my nephew was driving, and his Uncle David was in the front passenger seat, and so you know Uncle David is going to have fun at his expense. So we headed into the upper parking lot where I received a lay, some coupons, and a face mask. At each stop, I rolled down the window and people handed me the item and started congratulating me. At first, I thought it was hilarious because my nephew wasn't saying one single word. As we proceeded to the next station, I received whatever they were giving and they were saying their congratulations. And in true Uncle David fashion, I said, "Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the great years here." Everyone in the truck started laughing. Finally, at the end, we drove through the front of the school where the teachers, staff, and the students were cheering everyone as they were passing by. They had their signs, their bells, horns, balloons, and other noisemakers. Once again, in true Uncle David fashion, I rolled down my window and started waving back and telling people hello and thanking them for all doing this. I could feel this bond, this link, though artificial, as we drove by, seeing the students, teachers, and others cheering on the graduates and people honking their horn really made me feel that connection that everyone had for each other, the link that linked everyone, even in this past year and a half of uncertainty. It was a humbling experience, and yet I wasn't even the one graduating. Each of us are trying our hardest to make do with what these kids were presented with. System theory, once again, aims to focus on reducing one's anxiety. Activities like this in-person graduation, the drive-by activity, aim to do that and celebrate the interconnectedness all of us had for each other. All of us striving to make the links of these graduates remain bright and strong. No people to cheer at the graduates. No graduation. No graduation. No graduates. No graduation to attend. No need to cheer on the graduates. In my opinion, I hope these drive-by events don't end as this pandemic comes to an end. I hope we continue to do things like this and celebrate the connections, the links, the systems that we all are a part of in our own different ways. Though it was my ego and probably silliness, it broke the anxiety of my nephew as he was going through so many emotions. In pastoral care and even within our families, that is what we are supposed to be doing, working through one's emotions in order to relieve them of their anxiety, and it becomes a healing process for them. We all have anxiety in our lives. We can't live with it, and we can't live without it. It defines who we are. Amida Buddha works with our feelings through infinite wisdom and incomprehensible compassion. In his works, our founder Shinran Shonin referred to this wisdom and compassion in the form of immeasurable light and immeasurable life. Shinran attributes this in his understanding of the 12th and 13th vow, which states that if my light is not infinite and illuminate the infinite number of Buddha lands, And if my life does not span infinite spans of infinite lives, may I not attain Buddhahood. We are all part of this system as the light of Amida shines down and embraces us each and every day. And the Buddha's life, this life of compassion, embraces and reaches out to us today. No anxiety, no need for Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha exists because of our anxiety. Shinran confirms this system in his writings when he adds that Shakyamuni Buddha said, "I am not alone in praising Amida Buddha's light." The countless Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Arhats through the eight quarters, the zenith, and the nadir, all thus it prays. If there are people, good sons and good daughters, who hear the name of Amida Buddha, praise Amida's light day and night, constantly extol the light's excellence with sincere mind and without interruption, they will attain birth in the Buddha's land in accord with their aspiration. With all of that is going on in the world, all the anxiety that goes on, our recitation of Namo Amida Butsu serves as a great reminder of the system that we are all connected to, and that system is the Nembutsu life that we all live and strive for. When we do that, although we may not know it, as psychodynamic theory proves, through our subconscious, it not only your link is bright and strong, but aspires to keep their link bright and strong for the years to come. Once again, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today on this broadcast. Please stay safe, stay smiling, and stay healthy. Please join me with your palms put together in Gassho, and together reaffirm our connection in this vast system of the Nembutsu and recite the Buddha's honored name. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo.
Thank you, Reverend Fujimoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moyiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 20th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Father's Day Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani of Moyiliilihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Miyasaki family, and our speaker, Reverend David Fujimoto of Mililani Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.